Take a break from the illustrious Torah and talk about the love of Lag Ba'omer. So just to clarify a few points. First of all, regards to the Seer issue, sometimes it happens, a person having not counted Seer yet says something along the lines of, tonight is Lag Ba'omer. So what those type of lines, or somebody says, I'm going to the Lag Ba'omer bonfire tonight. So what is the luck of a person, it would be nighttime already, when the person says one of those two statements, he's not counted Seer yet, and he says, tonight is Lag Ba'omer, or he says, I'm going to the Lag Ba'omer bonfire. Now, the Taz says, which Shmur brings it, the Taz says that the mitzvah is to count. So you have to count the day. You don't have to say a number, you have to count. So if a person says, Hayoim, today is, or tonight is, and he says a number, then he's counting. Somebody asks, according to the Taz, if somebody asks you what night is tonight, and the person says 33rd, not a problem. He's not saying what. He says, tonight is the 33rd. He says it in English or in Hebrew, then he's counting a day. So that's a problem. If he doesn't say Hayoim, he doesn't say something of that sort, it's not a problem. The Yerabba says, but in case you're responding to a question, and somebody says, what night is tonight? And the person says, oh, tonight is the 32nd night. And you say 32, you're saying it in response to a question of what day it is, then you are counting. So Mr. Burr makes it, that's a suffix. A person should not use that eitzah. If somebody asks you what day it is, you shouldn't say just a number, because according to Taz, that's acceptable. You should say last night was, and you won't get involved in the shiloh. So a person would have that situation where he says, what dinosaur? He says 33. So a person in that situation should count again without a bracha because of the thought, should count, because maybe he wasn't Yotze, but without a bracha, because maybe it was Yotze already, you can't make a bracha if you're already Yotze. If a person said, I'm going to the Lag Ba'omer bonfire, he's not saying what day it is, he's saying a statement, I'm going to the Lag Ba'omer bonfire. Now that's a very fascinating thing. What's a Lag Ba'omer bonfire? He's not counting anything. He said, it's not a problem. The person says, tonight is Lag Ba'omer, or today's Lag Ba'omer, he's actually counting the time. He's saying what it is. So that situation, a person should count again without a bracha. Why should he count again? Because we get involved in the question of mitzvah, he did not have kavanah to be yotze in the mitzvah. We get involved in the shayla of mitzvah sechus kavanah by the rabbanon. Maybe you were yotze, maybe you weren't yotze, he should count again, but without a bracha. That's in regards to the counting issue, which sometimes that happens. Somebody slips up and says that. Now the Surim of Avelis, which applied during the time of Sfiras HaOmer, the Surim of Avelis, which I mentioned in Halacha, is haircuts, is Nesuin, and is Rikudin, is dancing. Those are the things which are mentioned. Listening to music is not mentioned in Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer. If you look through over there in the Siman Tav Tzadik Gimel, which talks about the Avelis of Sfiras HaOmer, does not mention listening to music. The reason why it doesn't mention it is because it mentions it in Siman Tav Samech that it's also the whole year. Shir is something which is also the whole year, not just during Sfira. But there are, so where does the idea of listening to music during Sfira, that's also during Sfira, come? So there are certain kulas which are mentioned over there. The Ramah says certain kulas, the Bas says certain kulas. So Ramosha writes that even though the minhag is to rely on these kulas, it's inappropriate to rely on these kulas during the time of Sfira, because Sfira is an inyan period of Avelis. So even if we're going to rely on these leniencies the whole year, not during Sfira. So it's the other way around. It's not that it's also during Sfira, it's that it's mutter the rest of the year. That's the right way to say it. Or you're relying on the coolest, and you're being makel the rest of the year. You're not being machmer during Sfira. You're being makel the rest of the year. That's how Moshe writes it. The whole year we're relying on these coolers. Don't rely on these coolers during Sfira. Okay, that being said, so we're going to apply the times of which the halacha does discuss in regards to when can you get a haircut, in regards to the halachas of the other halachas as well. So when are you allowed to get a haircut? So the Shulchan Aruch says you have to wait till Lamed Aleph. You have to wait till the morning of Lamed Daled. According to the people that follow the minhag of Svardim, following the Shulchan Aruch, they have to wait till the morning of Lamed Daled before they can get a haircut. The Ramah says that the Arminig is ready to be makel from Lamed Gimel, and Mishnah Berurah says that the same way, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you have to wait till the morning. So according to the Ramah also, Ramah does not mention the morning, but he says it's the same halacha. You have to wait till the morning to get a haircut. So now, and the assumption in halacha is the same way that's true regards to getting a haircut. So regards to, there is a shita which is mentioned in halacha that's ready mutter for the night before. Mishnah Berurah is makriya, you should not rely on that shita unless there's a makom matzar. So regards to having a chasna, the same thing, a person can have a chasna the night before, unless there is, it's going to be impossible to have nechasa any other way. So you rely on that mekel de geshita. Otherwise, you should wait till the morning for that as well. Regards to dancing, the same halacha that's mentioned, that follows the same halacha as taglachas, that the person should wait till the morning for dancing. Now we're going to say according to Moshe, the same argument that whatever leniencies that we're relying on is only an appropriate time when it's not a time of a velus. So if we're saying the velus continues till the morning, you should not get a haircut, dance, or get married, so you shouldn't be listening to music till the morning either. So you're going to ask me a good kasha, that many people listen to music and they dance by the bonfire. So let me ask you a different question. The Sardim wait till Lamadala, and they also do that. So the Pesukim say that the reason why they're being Makel is in honor of the Hilula of Rav Shimon Yochai. They're going to be Makel and they're going to dance and they're going to have music. So it's a heter because in honor of the Hilula of Rav Shimon Yochai. It's not a heter for music. It's not a heter for dancing. It's a heter in honor of the Hilula. When the Hilula is finished, you go back to, you have no heter. So it's not like the nighttime we can listen to music. You listen to music in the morning. While you're at the bonfire, you can be Makel, according to those opinions. In honor of the Hilula, you can do Rikudim and you can have music. It's not a cooler for the nighttime. A person should wait till the morning till they start listening to music. A person should wait till the morning for all of their Rikudim. He shouldn't go back to his dorm and decide to dance around the dorm room, you know, because wait till the morning before you dance around your room, please. After sunrise, you can start dancing in your room as much as you want, but wait till the morning before you do that. The heter is specifically heter in honor of the hilula, but otherwise a person should be machmir everything else, waiting till the morning after sunrise.